Well, anyway, from there we went, we left Buchenwald after about a day or two, and we went through Germany. And the war ended. The war was practically over then. I could never understand how the Germans even, you know, we went through them. They fired from old farmhouses, and there were kids 14 years old with bazookas shooting at our tanks and our vehicles, you know.
German kids.
They were, you know, the Hitler Jugend. And they were guys who just put a machine gun to them, but they were, you know, you talk about suicide bombers in the Arabic countries. Here you had the kids, 14-year-olds. They were brainwashed. And the war was, in fact, the German soldiers, the Wehrmacht, they were giving up by the tens of thousands. We didn't know what to do with them. They were marching on their own to the POW camps. But a lot of civilians were diehard Nazis.
How did soldiers respond to children with guns?
They shot them. It was either them or us, you might say. But not a pleasant thought. Thank God there weren't too many. Some of the old farmers were shooting from us. And Colonel Abrams, he would tell us on the radio, if they didn't give up, he would, you know, we have an interpreter and a loudspeaker, and they would ask the town to give up. And if they didn't want to give up within a certain time, he told us, tell everybody to use phosphorus. That burned the town down. The phosphorus shells, they said, it sets fires. So it wasn't pleasant.
When you left the camps, are you saying you went, you just continued working?
We just left it, but we were all stunned. And of course you're angry, you feel like you want to kill everybody on the other side.
So what do you do with that?
Nothing, we just went. Some of the guys, there were stories of the 45th Infantry Division, they were in Dachau. And one of them, I don't know what if he was Jewish or not, but he took, we never found any of the prisoners, any of the guards, they all ran. But at Dachau, they caught so many of them. And this one soldier lined them up on the wall where they used to execute the...
An Allied soldier?
An American. And he lined them up and he machine gunned them. And an officer came and just knocked them. You're not supposed to do it, of course. And he knocked the gun. I remember reading about it. I didn't, you know him or see it. But we had cases where there was one of the fellas, in fact, he was a hillbilly from one of the down south. He would capture a couple German soldiers, and he'd say, okay, you can escape, run. And when they ran, he shot them. But there, you know, all kinds of atrocities. You know, you read about this stuff now in Iraq. I could feel for those soldiers. You know, it's not right what they do, but you lose some of humanity. I guess that's why Rob Wilson has his boys go around to tell what war is like. You know, you lose, you feel like you want to kill everybody or do it. And if you see one of your buddies killed, like one of my best friends, Ernie Ruggiero, was killed. We picked him up 3 days later. He was starting to turn black, you know. And I cried. I remember I cried like my own family. And you get bitter. You want to kill everyone that was on the other side.
How long does that feeling stay with you?
Oh, it passes. Thank God. Not with me. It didn't last long. Just like now when I get mad at someone, it goes by fast.